Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Alaska Energy Authority is pursuing a Federal Energy Regulatory Commission license amendment associated with the existing 120-megawatt Bradley Lake hydroelectric project. The purpose of the amendment is to gain authorization to divert water from the Dixon Glacier to generate additional power. The Bradley Lake project has an installed capacity of 120 megawatts and is operated by Homer Electric Association on behalf of AEA. The railboat utilities, 75% of the state population, share in the energy and the cost of the Bradley Lake project. The Bradley Lake project is located on the Bradley River in the Kenai Peninsula borough northeast of the town of Homer in south-central Alaska. AEA is providing an update to the proposed action and to the process plan schedule for the proposed license amendment. The Alaska Energy Authority initiated the pre-filing amendment process by filling its initial consultation document on April 27th. The ICD described two alternative project configurations for evaluation. The Dixon to Bradley Lake alternative involves an interbasin transfer of water from the toe of the Dixon Glacier to the southwestern portion of Bradley Lake. The Dixon to Martin River alternative directs water to a new powerhouse on the Martin River and describes facilities that would be necessary to construct and operate the powerhouse. AEA has continued to review the project feasibility and economics associated with the proposed alternatives. Based on its additional review, AEA no longer intends to pursue the DM alternative, and AEA will focus additionally feasibility assessment and associated study needs to the DB alternative described in the initial consultation document. Based on the consultation additional review, AEA decided to remove consideration of the DM alternative as it would result in potential increased impacts to wildlife, wetlands, and cultural resources as compared to the DB alternative. In addition, the preliminary engineering assessment indicated with the DM alternative would result in greater capital and operational cost to reduce potential energy than the DB alternative and was determined to be not as adequately fit to meet the needs of AEA and the rail belt utilities. Additional changes to the proposed action may be warranted, including how construction access may be managed. As the study plan process is reinitiated, these changes will be incorporated into the study plan and goals and objectives will be adjusted accordingly. Given the further refinement of the proposed action, AEA intends to develop a revised study plan. For more, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. The Alaska Department of Transportation has issued weight restrictions from Homer on the Sterling Highway and Seward on the Seward Highway to mile 118 on the Glen Highway and mile 163 on the Parks Highway effective Monday, April 3rd at 8 a.m. Weight restrictions are stated as a percentage of legal allowable weight and shall be applied to the maximum axle loading of 17 AAC 25.03E. On the Sterling Highway from milepost 167, Sterling Highway at Diamond Ridge Road intersection, to the end of the Homer Spit, the following roads are restricted to 75% of the legal axle load, no overloads. All state-maintained paved and gravel roads in the Homer area that are south and east of the Sterling Highway, milepost 167, the Sterling Highway at Diamond Ridge Road intersection, including Greer Road, FAA Road, Ferry Dock Road, Lampert Lane, Pioneer Avenue, Lake Street, Kachemak Bay Drive, East End Road, Old East End Road, McLay Road, East Hill Road, Bear Creek Road, Main Street, West Hill Road, Skyline Drive West and Skyline Drive East, Olson Mountain Road, Rogers Loop, Maintenance Street, and Diamond Ridge Road. Additional restrictions and modifications will be imposed as necessary. Authorized weight restrictions will only be imposed on the DOT PNF Division of Measurement and Standards and Commercial Vehicle Enforcement webpage. More news at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.